Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the Word.
According to Jeremiah 3:15 in Amplified Bible, God says, I will give you spiritual shepherds after my own heart in the final time who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Paul encourages us to give double honor to those who teach and preach, according to 1 Timothy 5:17. And brothers and sisters, as you look around or turn your TV or radio on, you can see that we're entering a time when we're going to need this knowledge that God's Word provides for us more than ever.
Amen.
I think we're going to need it for more than ever before. The knowledge of God's Word and how to keep yourselves armed with God's armor. And the best one to help us do that is our pastor, and keeping our nose in the Word of God. Your pastor cannot do it all. I cannot do it all. No pastor can do it all, but we do our part. And then it's left up to you to do your part. Are you hearing me? We have to all be a part of this. It's going to take a lot of your time keeping your nose in the Word instead of your nose where it doesn't belong. Most people have their nose stuck so much in the news and Facebook and everything else that's going on that they don't have time to hear what God has to say. And that's everyone. Some have developed habits, really, that the only time they call out to Him is when they need Him. Your pastor, my pastor, have been called and anointed like Timothy to preach the gospel in season and out of season. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, it tells us that two are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. Because if one person falls, the other one can reach out and help. I know I can testify to that even with my relationship with my husband, David. I thank God that we don't usually have bad days at the same time. It's usually different days. Thank God for that. Some days maybe my day didn't go so well. You know, it goes as well as I'd like for it to, and I'm feeling a little discouraged, and I need to be, you know, I need somebody to discourage me. And David, you know, he'll talk to me, and he's a great encourager. He'll encourage me, and he'll get me back on track, and he'll get me back on the right path again. And we all need that. We all need that. 17 or 18 years ago, I was ready to quit, and I was ready to throw in the towel. I do not believe I'd be doing what I'm doing today if they had not encouraged me to keep going. Because I was ready to throw in the towel, as she can testify, and quit. But it was my pride that was getting in my way. When I hadn't been working as a chaplain very long, and they had given me an office, and the day they gave me a nameplate for my desk, they took my office away from me and put me back in the conference room. And it was kind of difficult, you know, ministering to the inmates in the conference room. You know, you didn't have the privacy that you would have had, you know, in there. And I was crying, I was upset, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't understand that. I'm working for nothing. They're not paying me. The least they could do, give me an office, you know. And so I went back to the room, and I was just thinking, well, if that's the way they feel about it, I'll just quit. And sometimes, you know, like I said, our temper, our pride will get us in the way. The Bible says pride comes before the fall. And so Janice and Gloria came back, and they talked to me and made me understand that the inmates needed me and the staff needed me because they hadn't had a chaplain in several years because he had retired. And so I decided to stay, and that was the best decision I ever made. I ended up working there until I met David. The last 3 years I was there, I worked as a chaplain. And it was really rewarding work, working at the prison and also still working at the jail. So it was very rewarding. But we have to be careful that we don't let our pride, you know, get in the way of something that the Lord's given us, because we think sometimes more highly of ourselves than we should. But the Bible tells us not to think more highly of ourselves than we should. But we should always put the needs of others above ourselves. And so if you get nothing else, that's a good one to think about today. We are humble servants for the Lord, and that's who you're working for, and that's who you're wanting to please. And hopefully, we can please the ones we're preaching to, but the main one to please is our Father. Saints, you have to encourage your pastor. You have to treat them with the highest respect and the highest regards. God has called me to encourage others. He's called me to give them the Word of God and to give them knowledge. And He's called your pastor to do the same thing. Because He said, my people, as I said, are perishing and being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so without knowledge, we're going to be destroyed because the enemy is going to try and wipe you out, and he don't care how he does it. And he's been doing a good job of that, especially over the last 3 years that I've ever seen. I've never witnessed his work being done so good as I have in the last 3 years with the whole world, not only in the United States, but the whole world with our children, our schools, people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I can't get my head wrapped around some of the stuff. But I tell you what, we're not down. Saints, we're not down. He doesn't know who he's messing with. If you are a born-again believer, spirit-filled, you have got so much power. We have so much power on the inside of us that there's not anything we can't do, the Bible says, with God. You know, with him, we can do all things. Jesus says in Philippians, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Yes, yes. So we don't have to take this mess. Amen. We got to start gathering up, you know, and stand in the gap for those that are not able to stand in the gap for themselves. Your pastor's been doing a great job of standing in the gap here. And I try to stand in gap in other places, but that's what we're doing. We're standing in the gap. A lot of people look around and say, it doesn't look like God's doing anything. God is working, brothers and sisters. Believe me, he's working. God is working behind the scenes, because if God wasn't working behind the scenes, it would be a lot worse than it is, because the enemy would have already taken over. God is always going to surround us. He's always going to send divine connections across your path to help you when you need it the most. In closing, let me say this. Reverend Janice answered a call when God called her. Amen. Just like Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6 says, when I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And Reverend Wilson and I said, here we are, send us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that there's some that's listening in here in this congregation and others out here on the radio that the Lord has called, and you will say that same thing. Here I am, yeah. Lord. Here I am. Send me. Some churches closed down due to the COVID virus, and that was one of Satan's biggest ones lately. And so many have not returned. Children of God need to realize that watching church on TV is not the same as being in the house of God. When we come together, there is more power and there's more authority. I'll finish up with this verse. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14 in New Living Translation, he says, this is what Paul was saying. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. He says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you for your presence here. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me utterance. I thank you, Father, for removing the spirit of human fear off of me and replacing it with a spirit of boldness and authority, that as Jesus spoke with power and authority, so do I in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you have given me a good word for the congregation and all those that have an ear to hear. And Father, I pray your blessings upon each and every one of those that are in here today. I know that there are some that have got prayer requests going up, some in health in their bodies and some for financial needs, Lord. But I thank you, God, that according to your word, that Jesus is our healer. And so Jesus will take care of that. And I thank you, God, that you are our provider, that whatever we need, you will provide it for us. I thank you, Father, that you already know before we even ask what it is that we need, and anything that is happening to us, whatever we're experiencing today. Father, you knew in advance that it was going to happen, and you've already made arrangements for it. You've already prepared for it, Lord. And so all we need to do is just reach out, call on you, and have faith to receive whatever it is we need to get us through this trial, get us through what we're going through this morning.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.